Karena kita kan dari dulu udah teman lama ya Cimeri. Lagu alamat palsu aja belum ada. Oma selalu nanya kapan dikenalin, kapan kesini.
How can you move on?
She's a great friend now.
Is it real or is it gimmick?
Everything you see is real.
Gak suka Boy William di Indonesian Idol?
Yes.
Someone don't like you?
Someone? Oh. Many. What do you think, me and Ayu?
Hari ini teman ngobrol saya, Boy William.
Hello! High five!
High five!
By the way, thank you for inviting me because I watched your show a couple episodes.
Thank you.
And I enjoy it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I watch even more of your show and your reality show.
Oh, really?
Semuanya.
Thank you so much. I remember you text me after watching my reality show. Do you know what I was doing? Jadi, Cimeri ini, you texted me and you said, oh, aku baru aja nonton your reality show. I was binge watching. I was driving, right? I was driving. When that popped up, I was like, no! Oh, it's different. Kalau misalkan orang yang, you know, like someone like you nonton kayak, why would you even have the time to watch my show?
And
you did. Thank you.
Thank you. And then you langsung di call. One thing about Boy William itu sebenarnya kamu bukan message.
No,
you just call the person and just like, you know, just talk over the phone. Jadi di hari itu, di weekend itu, aku lagi pengen aja nonton. Jadi aku maraton itu nonton semua, all the three episodes.
Wow.
And it was very moving. Makanya there's a lot of emotional things yang aku juga I can really feel. I mean, the one that I message you, I literally cried when I watched the second episode.
Right.
Yeah, tapi it was a beautiful ending di akhir karena ya menurut saya sih bersyukur banget, dan yang aku bilang ke Boy kan, gak semua keluarga bisa punya privilege untuk bisa having that tiga generasi berkumpul bersama gitu. So I just thought of like, okay, mungkin just message you. Gak berharap bakal dibales apalagi di telepon.
Are you kidding me? If you were in that car with me, you will see my reaction.
Really?
I was there with my assistant, Mary Riana, and I opened it. We're like, whoa! Seorang Mary Riana punya waktu untuk nonton acara kita. That's crazy. I made it.
Thank you.
You're something.
Thank you. But it's good to have you here untuk ngobrol-ngobrol.
Thank you.
Terakhir kali Boy kesini kita ngobrol, masih ingat gak?
I remember kita nge-tour di sini, and then we made a video. I rapped with you.
Yes.
Remember kita nge-rap di depan sana?
Betul.
You should play back the video. I forgot what it looked like.
Oh, gak ingat ya kita ngomongin apa? Waktu itu kita lagi nge-rap ngomongin tentang jodoh. Is she the one?
Bukan cuma materi, tapi juga hati. Pacaran udah lama, tapi gak jadi-jadi. Beda status sosial, kadang jadi persoalan. Hati jadi bingung, is she the one?
And was I engaged at that time?
It was like 4 years ago.
No,
tapi
yet.
Kayaknya belum engaged deh. Mungkin kayak baru
pacaran.
In relationship kayaknya, tapi belum engaged. 4 tahun yang lalu. Gitu.
Well,
time flies. A lot of things happen.
Lots of things change.
Apa yang berubah dari seorang Boy William yang aku ketemu 4 tahun yang lalu dengan yang sekarang, dan apa yang masih sama?
Right now, I guess aku lebih secure dan lebih mengenali diri lah. Because time flies, I'm getting older juga. Dulu 5 years ago, the Boy William then was still the one with the big ego yang pengen punya pencapaian sebagaimana-bagaimana, you know what I mean? And masih terlalu memikirkan apa what people think of me and society and what is right to do in this Eastern culture society. And now, udah lebih mengenali diri, and I have more self-control today.
That's good.
And yeah, I learned a lot.
Okay.
From watching your shows. from your quotes of the day.
I mean, if it helps in any way, I'm grateful.
It helps. I like your quotes. You talk about birds. Gitu. Bayangin ada burung elang lagi terbang. That's how you say things, right?
Yeah.
I like it. Gampang dicerna.
Betul. Karena mungkin untuk orang-orang, kan ada banyak orang love language-nya berbeda-beda ya.
Right.
For me, actually, word of affirmation. I don't know about you.
Me? I'm an act of service.
Oh, okay. Jadi sometimes kadang-kadang untuk beberapa orang itu kayak kata-kata orang lain kan matters a lot ya. Walaupun kita nggak peduli, tapi kan ya sometimes what other people think about us, ya yeah, it matters juga.
So your husband has to praise you every day.
No. Tapi agak-agak. He knows me so well. Yeah. Tapi apparently ketika aku belajar yang love language, itu orang beda-beda. So sometimes for my inner, my love language actually is physical touch.
You like being together romantically.
I like being hugged. Ini yang aku notice gitu ya. Jadi misalnya in family sama anak-anak itu, they already know basically the hugger is the mom
you.
Gitu. So sometimes I just like to hugging them out of any reasons gitu. Dan baru dari situ aku realize basically kayaknya memang my physical love touch. Language is physical touch. Gitu. Tapi only keluarga inti aja sih, husband and kids.
Yeah, I mean, you're not gonna hug random people. Come on. It's like you go to the mall, hey, girl, you start cuddling people.
Betul-betul. Yeah, tapi itu yang berbeda.
Yeah.
Yang masih sama?
Yang masih sama, I'm still the same. I still feel like a kid. All the time, ya kan, masih pengen belajar terus, nggak pernah puas. Like, I still want to do new things. Tapi mungkin ekspektasi aku untuk achieve something harus 100% perfect or everything has to be trending, everything has to get views over 1 million gitu. That expectation is now lowered down. I'm more mature and more secure, and I'm lebih fulfilled aja with tracking back, you know. You hustled a lot. Stop forcing yourself. Stop stressing yourself out. Gitu. Masih ada sisi yang pengen kerja terus dan you know make new gebrakan and things like that.
Yeah.
Tapi I don't stress myself out over analytics anymore.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah. Do you?
Do
you stress yourself out over analytics?
For the last 3 years, I changed a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
What about you? 3 years ago and now, what changed?
So much.
Tell me.
Gantian. Yeah. I think yang paling penting adalah I realize apa yang harus dipersu dan dikejar dan yang mana yang harus di let go and then just you know be it and just enjoy it, you know. Karena kan in life apalagi mungkin selama 40 tahun terakhir ya kan aku orangnya memang goal getter, kerja, always have a purpose, which is good.
Yeah.
Bukan berarti sekarang aku nggak punya purpose ya. Cuma sometimes ketika kita mengkotak-kotakan akan satu hal dan harus seperti ini dan maunya seperti ini, idealnya seperti ini gitu. Semua hal yang berbeda dengan ini itu akan membuat kita jadi kayak not successful, not happy gitu kan, which is wrong. So sekarang aku lebih mengallow yang lebih pintar, yang lebih maha kuasa untuk campur tangan. Karena kalau semuanya is controlled by me, in the end of the day, it's just me kan. Jadi aku merasa bahwa aku tuh berproses. Kayak zaman dulu, waktu aku masih kecil kan kita belum bisa nyetir. Ya kan? Terus kalau kita gak bisa nyetir ya disetirin lah. Disetirin sama, aku percayanya sama Tuhan gitu. Maksudnya I allow him to be in my life. Karena kan I was nothing. Gitu kan, yaudahlah. Apapun yang terjadi, let your will be done gitu kan. Karena ya kita juga bukan siapa-siapa, jadi pasti apapun yang diciptakan pasti akan lebih bagus kan.
That's good.
Tapi when we progress, when we become better, sama aja kayak sekarang kita udah umur 17, umur 18 sudah bisa nyetir. Sometimes tanpa aku sadari aku ngerasa kayak jadi aku yang, kalau gitu gue nyetirin deh, gue kan lebih tahu gitu. I know the way gitu kan. Kayak kita merasa udah lebih dewasa dan ya tanpa saya sadari sebenarnya ada masa-masa di aku merasa aku yang pegang kendali setir itu. Jadi every second enggak ini yang benar-benar. Jadi kayak I took a full control of everything gitu. Then I realize bukan berarti aku enggak ada Tuhan di hidup saya I still have God in my life. It's just like at that time I realize
He's in the passenger seat.
It's in not in passenger, mungkin di backseat gitu kan, di backseat gitu. He's just watching. Aku pikir kenapa bodoh banget ya? Kenapa enggak allow him to be driving it, and then he allows me to do that, and he allows me to just rest and watch him perform his great things. Itu sih yang I'm grateful. At the same time juga masih belajar karena kan sometimes like you have no control.
Of course.
Agak susah ya.
That's so cool. God is your chauffeur. Kalau orang-orang nanya who's your driver, God.
It's
pretty cool.
Jadi itu sih mungkin secara garis besar yang berubah. still have purpose, tapi I'm allowing him or the universe to just do.
Yeah.
Outside my
then
plan.
It's better for us as humans, don't you think? Karena if we control, I used to control everything. I still do. You know, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes kita masuk ke dalam fase burnout.
Yeah.
Like you're just super stressed out about everything. Terus kita burnout and you just want to quit atau jadi depressed for the wrong reasons.
That's true. Yeah. Betul. Yeah. Dan rasanya tuh kayak berat banget. Aku tuh ada di titik dimana pas lagi pandemi itu ya benar-benar capek banget karena udah capek physically, capek pikiran, capek banyak hal sampai ngerasa kok kayaknya enakan jadi karyawan ya daripada pengusaha.
That's how I feel. there is moments like that.
Jadi karyawan, kita enggak usah mikir ya, tinggal ngikutin aja bosnya mau apa. I just follow what the boss say and like I'm safe gitu kan.
Like less sakit hati enggak sih?
Iya.
That's how I feel.
Tapi kalau kita sebagai pengusaha kan kita harus bertanggung jawab, belum tentu decisions kita benar gitu kan. Kalau salah gimana?
And if it fails it's all us.
Iya, betul kan? Jadi there's so many things, makanya sampai to the moment I just feel so burdened, kayak ngerasa kayak berat banget, susah banget gitu ya. I want to rest, I cannot rest. Tiba-tiba kebangun tengah malam gitu kan, tiba-tiba dadanya sesak. Padahal enggak sakit, enggak COVID gitu. Until I realize, you are not the boss. I'm the boss gitu. Dan di saat itulah aku rasa,
Are you happier
I'm not
today?
The boss. I'm happier
much
now.
Much happier
much
today?
Much happier.
Oh, that's good. I'm happy for
I'm
you.
Much happier. Thank you.
That's
Thank
good.
Thank you. Yeah. The good thing about Boy William, ini harusnya about you.
The thing is, I like, this is what everybody says. Kalau ngundang aku, ujung-ujung aku juga pengen nanya. Karena aku tuh demen like human interaction, you know. Daripada ditanyain terus, I also want to know how you feel. Like, are you happy? Like, what's going on with you?
Betul. That is good. Thank you. Thank you for making me a human. Teman ngobrol.
So what's the quote of the day?
Kurangi mengeluh, perbanyak bersyukur. Selalu ya.
You get that a lot, kan? You told me. Kalau kemana-mana ditanyain quotes. Selalu gitu.
Selalu.
Everywhere you go.
Tapi beda ya. Kayaknya mungkin aku lebih suka ditanyain seperti itu daripada kalau ketemu Boy William kemana-mana pasti ditanyain Ayu Ting Ting.
You're right. Yeah, they don't ask me. Boy William minta quotes of the day dong. They don't.
Dia tanya Boy William gimana dengan Ayu Ting Ting. Is it real or is it gimmick? Do people ask you that question?
Yeah, a lot of people ask me that question. They ask, jangankan people, like even my inner family, mereka pada nanya-nanya terus karena mereka juga dapat banyak telepon kan dari orang-orang luar, dari teman-teman, dari kerabat. So what's the deal? What's going on? The truth is we are always communicating karena kita kan dari dulu udah teman lama ya, Cimeri. Like we've been friends for so long. And there was this incident di antara kita berdua which caused us to ibarat kata nggak komunikasi for about 4 years.
Temenannya tuh dari katanya dari sejak sebelum siapa-siapa. Dia nggak bisa bahasa Inggris, kamu yang ngajarin.
Lagu Alamat Palsu aja belum ada.
Tapi that was her first hit
karena we were in one management. Jadi when you jump into a management kan nggak langsung kita jadi seseorang. Ya kan, kan tetap aja kita dikontrak, tapi ada proses-prosesnya. We do casting kesini kesana dan masih belum tahu apakah artis tersebut akan jadi seseorang atau enggak, ya kan? Banyak kan orang di manajemen kayak gitu. So we were one of those kids in the beginning. Yang ada di manajemen itu, tapi with no job. Dulu mah ada artis-artis yang senior-senior kita in that management yang kita look up to kayak, wow, we wish we can be like them ya, bisa punya pekerjaan kayak mereka, dan lain sebagainya. Kita suka curhat-curhat gitu dulu, ngerti gak maksudnya? Kapan ya, ya kalau gak jadi ya, we never know gitu kan. So we met dari situ, we became friends, very close friends. And then tiba-tiba dia terkenal, and then I started doing my work, and then here comes this one incident that caused us to fight, you know, it's a miscommunication. It lasted 4 years, and then after that, balikan lagi, ketemu, baikan lagi maksudnya, kita baikan lagi, and we made a content out of it, yang kita maaf-maafan, ya kan? Sebenarnya maafannya udah sebelumnya, at the event where it was a social
ketemu,
event,
ya.
Social event. Jadi there was a lot of cameras, even my team brought cameras, karena it was a social event. Jadi bagus ada footage itu pas baikan, so we can replay it, pas di content. We talked about it setelah baikan, should we make a content out of this and let Indonesia know? Who knows, they miss us being together.
Dan lumayan banyak dan ditunggu
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's a healthy way to show people bahwa yeah. relationships can be fixed.
Yeah.
Tapi sebelumnya prior konten itu kita udah baikan duluan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Nggak mungkin lah lagi ribut-ribut suruh bikin konten kan? Yeah, and then now communication is berjalan, okay. komunikasi sih berjalan, like we're friends, we're really really good friends, and yeah, ngenalin-ngenalin ke keluarga and stuff like that, but we don't know where it's gonna go.
Tapi kan di Family season 2, waktu itu kan juga udah sempat di sounding kan, maksudnya kayak your family is asking, emangnya Oma setuju gitu, emangnya emangnya dia bisa mix with the family gitu kan, ini kan bukan cuma tentang relationship antara kalian berdua kan, tapi kan dia juga harus bisa blend in with your family.
Right. Apalagi you saw my family, everybody's like tight, right?
Iya, betul. It's a close close family gitu kan.
Makanya it's very interesting. Oma selalu nanya kapan dikenalin, kapan kesini, kapan maksudnya, kapan say hi gitu ibarat kata. Karena dia ngedengernya dari berita doang. Even my grandma is a netizen yang ngedengerin apapun dari berita. Karena I'm not the type of person yang curhat-curhatan kan, or, or ngomong or whatever. I just go to work, I go home. Go to work, I go home. So they want to know what's really going on in the news.
Okay.
So I told her to come over and
meet.
And meet with the cameras on. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
So we can. Jadi the country will get to see their first meeting.
Okay.
Ever.
I saw the trailer.
You did?
I saw the trailer.
And what do you think?
Surprise, pertama kali yang aku lihat kan Ayu ketemu sama your mom.
Yeah.
And I was surprised karena your mom like meluknya tuh pelukan, bukan pelukan basa-basi tuh, it's like kayak ketemu anak lama, dan it was like a very warm welcoming hug kan.
My mom
I don't know, apakah udah pernah sering ketemu sebelumnya?
No, ini semuanya what you're gonna see is first time. Everything is first time. Dan apa namanya, my mom is a type of person, kalau misalnya ketemu sama Timmy or whatever, she'll just hug everybody like that. I don't know why. Maybe she has physical touch like you.
Mungkin ya. Yeah.
Maybe. Like she's really kind to people. Warm to a lot of people around her. Tapi everything you will see on the show, it's first time. It's first time. Like technically it's also first time. Jadi how we film this thing.
Iya, itu aku mau nanya. Sebenarnya ini kayak plan, direncanakan, dikasih tahu, atau sebenarnya ini benar-benar kayak ya as it is gitu.
Sure. Kalau in a semi reality docu series kayak begitu, what really happens is karena kita udah ngeset what the bigger picture of this season will be. Jadi what's going on in my life, what's going on in the news. Jadi kita udah ngeset the bigger picture of the season. Nah, kita nanti akan bedah nih. Yuk kita coba tanya Omah tentang hal ini. Yuk kita sepupu-sepupu mainin tentang hal ini. Kita ceritakan mereka, guys, what do you think of this topic? Mereka main sendiri, mereka ngomong sendiri. And sometimes the cameras will be rolling for half an hour.
Okay.
For so long. Ujung-ujungnya yang kepake dari per segmen itu cuma 3-4 menit. Jadi pusingnya itu sebenarnya di editingnya. The filming is easy. Karena we just let the cameras roll. We don't tell them what to say. We don't tell them what to do, karena my family gak bisa acting. they're not celebrities. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yang ada lebih lama syuting. Bisa 5 jam satu scene. Ya kan? So we just let them do whatever, tapi we give them a topic of what's going to happen. Jadi misalkan kayak Ayu mau ketemu my mom, or Ayu ketemu mama Oma, they know, Oma tahu bahwa hari ini Ayu akan datang. Mom, hari ini Ayu akan datang ya. We're gonna film it for the show juga, so can you get ready in the morning? Maybe do your hair, do your makeup. Okay. Of course, kan we don't want to show tiba-tiba lesu. The girls maybe, apalagi the girls, they're probably gonna be like, no, nggak mau ada di kamera. Kenapa nggak dikasih tahu ada kamera? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jadi we do let them know. Besok we're gonna have this schedule. Are you available? Are you mau datang? And if it's possible, we're gonna meet. And what happens is mereka kita nggak kasih ketemu dulu, Cimeri. So we put my mom, misalkan udah di setnya nih, setnya misalkan in that room. Okay, udah dipakai mic, udah dites, mic, kamera udah di blocking dulu.
Okay.
Okay, kamera nanti kira-kira Ayunya nanti masuk dari sini ya, boy. Nanti kamu lewat pintu sini dikasih tahu. Tetap ada blockingnya lah, karena we wanna capture the moment. Kalau nggak nanti tiba-tiba aku keluar dari pohon gitu nggak dapet dong, nggak dapet momennya.
Betul,
you know what I mean?
Betul.
So we do arrange where we come in from, and supaya kameranya terblock.
Okay.
And then after that, yaudah, boy dipakein mic with Ayu on the other side, udah jauh-jauhan. And then we do it by walkie-talkie or by phone. Okay, everything's ready, camera is rolling. Get ready for your meet with mom.
Oh.
And then we go in, and everything you see is real.
First time, jadi nggak dikasih tahu nanti nanya apa, ngomong apa.
No, they can ask whatever they wanna ask.
Wow.
Kita selalu bilang kalau you have nothing to say pun, gak usah dipaksa ngomong, diam aja. Hmm. Karena kadang-kadang diam pun juga bisa jadi story.
Yeah.
How canggung it is, you know?
Betul.
Jadi be as natural as you can. We will keep the cameras rolling sampai memorinya habis. And then we will do the cutting. Cuttingnya di post-production, kita cari apa yang interesting.
Yeah.
Atau apa yang bisa menyambungkan sebuah cerita dari awal kita nonton. Okay. You know what I mean? Jadi segmen satunya ini kita udah ngomongin ini.
Yeah, yeah.
Tiba-tiba di segmen 6-nya, mami ngomongin ini yang nyambung loh di sini. Ya udah berarti ini bagian ini kita ambil supaya nanti ceritanya nyambung.
Okay. And that's beautiful. Your editor is...
Yeah, I'm blessed to have a great team.
Keren, keren.
Yeah.
Jadi what we will going to see in Family Season 3 itu benar-benar ya first reaction.
First reaction. It's real life, but it's real life, but it's chopped down version. Jadi sebenarnya what happened is 30 minutes. We give you 3 to 4 minutes.
Okay.
It's a chopped down version.
Okay.
And if you see the camera kayak bagus, beauty shot, wow ini bagus banget kayak. Kok masuk kok bisa bagus gini, kok ketemu, gak mungkin ini real life kamera bisa cepat kayak gitu. No, we do a second take. The second take is to cover the beauty shot.
Oh, okay.
Jadi the real life shot itu kalau kalian ngeliat kameranya jelek lah, aduh kok framingnya salah atau apa, that's all the real.
Yeah.
Tapi kalau ada bagus ada beautynya, itu cuma untuk ngamanin gambar, Cimeri. So all the conversation you hear is real.
Okay.
The camera yang beauty, kita, we do a second take just to nyelamatin.
Yeah.
Atau misalnya kita habis dari sini nih, udah selesai ngobrol. Okay, your team will be like, don't move, stay there.
Yeah.
Just talk about something else. The camera dibawa ke ruangan sana, ke sini, just to get a beauty shot.
Okay.
Untuk ngamanin gambarnya.
Buat angle-nya, different angle aja lah.
Iya. Tapi setidaknya pertemuan kita udah selesai di syuting. Jadi udah gak awkward lagi. Ngerti gak maksudnya?
Okay.
Something like that. That's how we film the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the information.
I mean, if you want to know how to film it, karena a lot of people ask, is it real or is it fake?
Yeah,
it's not fake,
it's
but
not
it's
fake.
not the camera follow kita 24 jam, we do have a filming schedule.
Iya, yang di stage itu bukan orang ya, tapi ya situasi dan konteksnya.
Betul,
kan.
Biar ceritanya nyambung.
Biar ceritanya nyambung.
Nyambung.
Oke, jadi balik lagi ke Ayu Ting Ting.
Yeah.
So, is your family welcome? Jadi apakah keluarga mau welcome? Dan apakah, I don't know, how's your oma's reaction? Harus nonton filmnya dulu atau udah bisa dikisi-kisi nih?
I can tell you, I can tell you. My oma's reaction is very cool. You have to watch it.
Okay,
Nonton dia.
Tapi berarti serius dong dengan Ayu, karena kalau enggak kan enggak dipertemukan dengan keluarganya.
Right. Mm-mm. Like we are very very good friends. Dan dari dulu apapun kita punya teman dekat atau pasangan yang baru dekat atau anything, kita selalu kenalin ke keluarga. Emang it's a habit in our family. Jadi karena we want to know how they blend in and how sebenarnya gimana caranya nyambung gak ya sama keluarga kita, tahu tata manners, you know what I mean? Like, wouldn't it be nice if your kids brought in somebody and then you can check the mannerism, enak gak, pas gak gitu. Maupun itu teman juga, we like to do that. We send it over to the family for them to just to you know to see kenalan dulu.
Okay.
Yeah. So is it serious or not? Well, we'll see. God knows. God is my driver.
Tapi kadang-kadang kan kita bisa kasih tahu sama drivernya, I prefer this one.
Yeah. What do you think?
What do I think?
What do you think it is?
Antara
me and Ayu.
Kamu dan Ayu.
Yeah.
Okay. Maksudnya apa, cocok atau enggak atau gimana?
I mean, what do you think? Like you've been seeing everything in the news. What do you think? Like you said, is it a content? Is it a relationship?
Okay.
Or what is it in your eyes?
Yeah, my honest opinion ya.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Semoga ini gak dihujat netizen nih. Ini cuma just my opinion.
It's okay. Everybody's entitled for their own opinion.
Yeah. I think the relationship is real. I think the connections between you two are real. Menurut saya hubungannya itu genuine lah. Mm-hmm. Karena kalau enggak mungkin bisa. Maksudnya walaupun itu konten atau walaupun dua-duanya sama-sama public figure, tapi menurut saya pasti akan ada batasnya di mana kalau memang ini konten sama benar-benar have a real relationship itu pasti bisa kerasa. Mm-hmm. Jadi I think it's real. Okay. Menurut saya you guys are close. Dan dari apa yang aku lihat sih, she can actually bring you to be better ya. Karena kan kalau misalnya aku kenal boys 4 tahun yang lalu sampai sekarang, dan saya, maksudnya saya ngelihat you are different and you say you are different gitu kan. Ada banyak hal yang berubah menurut saya mungkin, mm-hmm. bukan berarti itu 100% karena dia, tapi kan berarti mm-hmm. at least she is part of that journey.
Right.
Ya, dan which is good kan gitu. Mm. Nah, tapi buat saya pribadi, this is my own personal
For sure.
belief.
Yeah.
Ada beberapa perbedaan yang mungkin akan sangat sulit untuk dijembatani,
right.
gitu. Dan jadi perbedaan itu yang mungkin at least kalau buat saya akan sulit ya.
Right. Mm. Dan itu kita bahas juga on the show, so it's very interesting how my family gets into that topic on the show supaya kita juga sebagai anak-anak kita mengerti dan lain sebagainya.
Yeah.
We'll see how it plays out.
Betul, betul. Iya, tapi again seperti saya bilang kan, setiap perubahan right. itu berawal dari kesadaran.
Yeah.
Dan setiap kesadaran berawal dari kejujuran.
Yeah.
Asal semuanya benar-benar jujur dan mau terbuka, at least masih ada kesempatan untuk bisa menjembatani atau right. I don't know, tapi kan perbedaan itu udah pasti ada.
Right. Gitu.
I think so.
Yeah.
Menurut do you feel so?
I have to agree. Yeah, I have to agree with you.
Yeah, beda makanya culture,
it's
beda agama.
Very interesting. It's a very interesting relationship that we have, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's a very, I understand why it can turn into a topic because it's two different cultures. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we'll see how it plays out. Watch the show.
I will watch the show.
Will you watch the show?
Of course. Kan udah 2 season udah.
Okay. Okay. I trust you.
I will watch the show. Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. Okay. Tapi, how can you move on? If kalau aku boleh tanya.
Sure.
Karena kan dari relationship sebelumnya.
Of course.
5 years kan. Yeah. 5 tahun. Yeah. Udah hampir nikah.
Yeah.
Udah nentuin tanggal. Yeah. Udah ada partinya.
Right. How did I move
How
on?
How do you move on?
It was hard to move on in the beginning, pastinya kan. Time. Waktu let me move on.
Mm.
No matter what I did in the beginning, mau kemana, mau kabur ke negara apa, you'll still feel guilt and at the same time kayak heartbreak or you know sad karena it's been your life.
Kenapa merasa bersalah, years. Guilty?
Karena I feel like we raise so much expectations ke keluarga, dan you know ke you know even to myself gitu even to myself kayak this could be it, and when things don't work out you cannot just force it just because of what you expect people to see. Benar kan? Like I was doing most parts for people, you know, and ujung-ujungnya I took a turn. I was like, I don't want to have a divorced relationship like my mom did. You know, I don't want to relive that cycle.
Yeah.
So we talked about it and we both understood that it wasn't the right way to go for the both of us. And so that's it. We decided to not continue with the wedding. Was it hard to move on? Yeah, it was. Time healed. Only time.
Yeah.
Bingung mau ngomong apa, kayak is it a friend or is it chocolates or is it, but I think it's time.
Ada saat-saat di mana you block her out of your life nggak? Karena sometimes kan maksudnya kalau kita ngasih analogi kayak orang lagi sakit supaya nggak tertular kan harus dikarantina dulu nih karena kalau nggak dikarantin ya dia akan selalu contagious gitu kan.
Right,
just sometimes kadang-kadang untuk beberapa orang untuk bisa move on ya dia harus bisa mengkarantina dalam arti di unfollow lah supaya saya nggak tahu dan nggak teringat-ingat. Because when you see it, out of sight, out of mind. Tapi when you keep seeing it, then definitely always still in your mind kan.
No, kalau aku nggak kayak gitu. I don't block people out of my life like that. Tapi mungkin intense dari obrolannya, conversationsnya nggak usah seintens kayak dulu, you know. So we don't really chat that much di momen-momen periode itu. And our family is still very close. She's still close with our family. We talk to each other today.
Yeah.
Today karena everything udah heal, the wounds are gone. Jadi we can talk normally, and she's so much of a better friend.
Yeah.
I have a better friend in her.
Okay.
Than I had her as a girlfriend. You know what I mean? And it's beautiful. She's a great friend now.
Okay. Yeah, I saw your podcast with Wilona.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, we talked, right?
Yeah, you talk. Yeah. dan terpaksa harus nge-like postingannya juga.
Yeah. That's okay. Like we're cool now. We're very cool now.
Okay.
How do you move on? You tell me. How do you move on?
It's good.
You're the motivator. Teach me.
Wow. I mean, buat aku percaya out of sight, out of mind. Yeah. Jadi
block.
Bukan block sih. Maksudnya ini move on tuh apapun juga ya. Maksudnya kegagalan, kepahitan atau mungkin hal-hal yang mungkin melukai hati gitu. What is our focus? It will be our feeling.
Right.
Jadi kalau kita fokus ke itu terus, ya pasti feelingnya akan selalu ke situ. Jadi ya to change the feeling, basically
just change the focus
gitu. Yeah. Jadi itu yang biasanya aku selalu lakukan sih. Look ahead dan selalu berprasangka baik terhadap Tuhan. We have done our best. Semua sudah dilakukan. We thought is perfect. We thought this is the best plan. Tapi ternyata kan bisa aja gagal atau mungkin Tuhan membiarkan itu terjadi, berarti kan is for good. Dan kalau saya berprasangka baik dan selalu melihat bahwa apapun yang ada di belakang is a fate. Maksudnya itu sesuatu ya takdir yang gak bisa dirubah. Dan apapun yang ada di depan itu is my own free will yang bisa saya lakukan untuk membuat itu lebih baik. I'll just moving on and never look back gitu. Never question the decisions that we already make. Gitu.
That's so good.
Dan
you know what I see? Kayak selalu berpikir kalau seorang motivator gitu ya, hidupnya gimana down-nya? Orang selalu bisa menyemangatin orang gitu. Like, do you look at yourself in the mirror and be like, yo, I'm possible?
No, I don't do that. No. Kalau ada orang berpikir, Mediriana bangun terus lap kali ngeliat kaca gitu kan. You are possible.
Do you talk to yourself like you talk to us?
No. Aku gak gitu. Walaupun aku percaya afirmasi ya. Maksudnya ada saat-saat kan kadang-kadang ada orang yang they take it too seriously. Kayak, oh bangun udah gitu di kaca terus gitu bilang kepada diri sendiri, aku mencintai kamu, kamu gini bla bla bla. I believe, tapi I don't do that.
Do you feel kayak sometimes like, okay, since you always this positive light to so many people, you're the one yang selalu ngasih kayak motivasi buat kita. Do you feel ketika you're in your workspace and then you have one of those down moments, ngeluh, you're human, you're so down, you're stressed, tapi you cannot do that karena kayak ngejilat pantat sendiri. Do you feel sometimes like that?
Yes. Right? Tapi at the same times I still do that.
Oh, you still do.
Jadi karena kalau misalnya aku marah tapi sebenarnya akhirnya enggak marah atau sebenarnya mau ngeluh tapi sebenarnya enggak ngeluh, then I will do bad things to myself karena those are emotion. Maksudnya itu kan sesuatu hal yang kalau then if I fake it then it will do harm to me gitu. Jadi kalau misalnya di kantor tanya sama mereka pernah marah enggak? Miss Mary pernah marah?
Marah enggak? Enggak pernah marah.
Oh, marah lah. Masa sih kemarin baru aja marah. Salah nge-post. Ya kan?
Nah, tapi kalau marah apa? Kayak marah banget itu apa keluar kayak quotes?
Marah keluar kayak quotes ya? Oh, iya.
Dengar ya, burung gagak itu.
bisa jadi ya, belum pernah kepikiran ya marahnya pakai quotes.
That would be so funny.
That is so funny. No, I'm still human. Jadi one thing yang aku at least aku selalu ingatin, maksudnya feeling itu nggak ada yang jelek, nggak ada yang buruk. It's just a feeling.
True.
Gitu. I can feel sad. I can feel kecewa, disappointed gitu kan. I can feel angry. I can complain definitely pasti gitu. Tapi it's just a feeling, it's not me. Jadi asalkan aku sadar bahwa oh ya udah. Sometimes kadang-kadang I regret gitu kayak oh harusnya tadi enggak usah terlalu marah ya, harusnya tadi harus kayak gini ya gitu. Tapi saya bersyukur at least saya sadar dan I can do something about it gitu.
Oh, that's good.
Jadi itu sih.
I was just imagining kayak orang lihat you kan, you'd always be so positive, right? Jadi kayak anak-anak, your kids gitu, kalau punya teman gitu. If my kids were your kid's friend, I'd be like, sering-sering main tuh ke rumahnya, ke rumahnya temanmu yang itu tuh. It's gonna be okay. Mami boleh nginep di situ nggak? Boleh.
Thank you. You know what I mean? I'm doing my best to keep that positivity. Selalu berprasangka baik kayak tadi lah. Tapi right. Kan I'm just a human. Jadi kadang-kadang yeah. Kalau kita salah, lebih cepat aja sadarnya.
Yeah.
That's what I always told my kids. Yeah. Dan sebenarnya itu juga yang selalu aku bilang ke tim sih. It's okay right. To make mistake. Justru yang paling aku kesel itu adalah ketika mereka salah. Terus mereka menutupi kesalahannya dan akhirnya nggak ngaku itu salah.
Yeah.
Jadi that's wrong. Kalau salah kamu kasih tahu, at least we can correct it secepatnya kan, gitu.
Yeah. I agree.
So yeah, itu sih. Cuma salah satu cara buat saya untuk move on.
Yeah.
Hopefully it helps.
Yeah.
Aku selalu bilang kalau Tuhan udah kasih titik, jangan ubah jadi tanda tanya.
Ah, oh, that's so good. Hmm. That is so good.
Yeah. So sometimes ya udah titik gitu, jadi jangan ditanya-tanya lagi.
Right.
Why, what's wrong,
right.
Like ya udah titik gitu.
Right, that is so good.
Jadi itu sih yang biasanya aku selalu
ingatkan
ke diri aku sendiri.
Yeah, I'm gonna remember that now. Kadang-kadang I always have tanda tanya about everything. Kalau Tuhan udah kasih titik, jangan ditanya tanya.
Yeah, just move on.
Yeah.
Gitu sih. Yeah. Tapi you have a beautiful family. Your oma is kayaknya dari sejak family itu. Oh, sekarang aku jadi sebenarnya ya enggak perlu nanya tentang family atau tentang kehidupannya boy karena hampir semua orang juga udah tahu di ceritanya di your reality show kan. Apa nasihat yang paling diingat dari
Oma, oh my god.
Yang lebih sering kasih nasihat tuh mama atau oma?
Oma
sih
lah.
Oma kan.
Oma, yeah. Oma is like the nasihat queen. She's, oh my god, every day living with her, you have to, it's like ada kata-kata baru every single day. Kita selalu dikasih nasihat every single day. Kayak biasa lah ya orang tua. Yang selalu dia cerita ke kita tuh maksudnya ya kalau namanya keluarga dari Chinese gitu ya. Jangan hambur-hambur, apapun yang kamu kerjain, kamu tabung atau you know, putar uangnya, jangan dipakai buat yang enggak-enggak. Gitu, itu yang paling kental yang kita selalu ingat sekarang. Makanya sampai sekarang, dia selalu kalau kita makan-makan mahal atau apalagi kita makan sushi or whatever, she'll be like, Oma aja makan pecel lele bisa, why you have to eat that? You know what I mean? Karena dia kan pernah miskin dulu kan. And so, that's from the Chinese side. Kalau the other side, she always just so much. She always say things like, jangan ngeluh, ya kan? Dia aja bisa, Oma aja bisa. Jangan ngeluh.
Jangan TOLOL.
Jangan TOLOL. We get that a lot.
Iya.
Yeah, we get that a lot. Anything like.
Iya. Sering banget itu.
Sering banget. Sering banget. That's like her quote.
Yeah.
That's her quote of the day.
That's her quote of the day.
Yeah, she'll say that to not just me, tapi cousins yang lainnya.
Iya, tapi maksudnya baik sih. Maksudnya baik.
Karena dia cara ngedidik kita itu, because dia ngerasain dulu zaman susah.
Iya.
You know when she was really really poor.
Iya.
Dia naik sepeda ontel, jualan kue lapis. Dulu ngelahirin my mom aja nggak punya uang.
Wow.
Buat ke bidan. And so she was very very poor with my grandpa. Tapi dia pintar. Semua hasil dia ngirit-ngirit waktu itu, terus dia beli-beli tanah. Tanah dulu waktu berapa perak gitu kan. Dia jadi brokernya.
Wow.
Ada orang nyari apa dia yang cariin, orang nyari berlian dia cariin, dia ntar jadi broker, pelan-pelan dia ngumpulin duit and she started buying land.
Okay.
And at the time, zaman-zaman mereka kan land was like the the big thing.
Betul.
Ya kan? Tiba-tiba wow, resesi and everything just became
naik.
So big.
Mm-hmm.
And so she survived her unfortunate life because of that. Nah, makanya dia selalu ngajarin kita work hard, jangan ngeluh, dia aja begini. And then she'll be like, kalau ada apa, jangan hambur-hambur. Kalau nggak ada, kalau nggak penting-penting amat, you don't need it. Gitu.
Yeah. Yeah. Tapi nasihat tentang cinta?
She doesn't really talk about love. Kayak in my family, it's like more about business ngomongnya than it is about love. Tahu kalau nasihat tentang cinta sekali-sekali yang aku dengar cuman kayak she really wanted me to get married kan?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, dia pengen banget kayak kamu harus nikah. konvensional, kayak nggak ada lah anak zaman, nggak boleh, oma nggak mau, kalian mikirnya semua pada tolol, zaman sekarang nggak ada yang mau nikah, nggak bisa, semua harus nikah, you know, that's the type of grandma she is. Intinya masa depan bagi dia adalah when somebody gets married and starts a family, bagi dia itu the next chapter of life, which I do understand. A lot of people and her, mereka hidup di masa zaman dan pemikiran yang masih conventional, which is fine. Which is fine. It's a beautiful thing. Marriage is a beautiful thing if it works out. Tapi in my family ada dua contoh. Ada contoh my grandma and my grandpa yang sampai my grandpa meninggal, they were like the lovey couple. Kita kemana-mana as a family bareng. Mereka selalu bareng. Opa gak mau ditinggalin oma. Makanya oma ngasih nasihat dari sisi itu apa yang dia ngerasain. Tapi not everybody is as fortunate as that. Gak usah jauh-jauh. My mother on the other hand failed her marriage twice. My dad and then her other husband dua kali divorce. And so I have two different spectrums here. I have two different ways of seeing what marriage is. And bukan mau ngelawan our Eastern culture, tetapi I did grow up di luar negeri. And di luar negeri itu
di New Zealand,
New Zealand and America. Di sana itu marriage wasn't like, enggak, jarang banget kita ngomongin marriage kayak di sini. Like tiba-tiba people have a relationship and they have babies. Relationship and they have babies. And for me, karena I grew up there, it became a normal thing in my head. Meskipun sekarang di Indonesia udah pasti berubah dong cara pemikirannya karena kita diajarinnya beda sekarang.
Ada timur
ya. But still kayak karena marriage wasn't a big part of my life growing up. Gak pernah ada orang ngomongin nikah, the dream wedding. It was never that way. So ya gitu, my views of marriage is very different. I get two different nasihat in that family household. One is like, be careful. The other one's like, you have to. It's beautiful. You know what I mean?
Beda. Karena ini kan berdasarkan apa yang mereka experience ya. Nggak ada yang benar, nggak ada yang salah. Itu kan cuma apa yang sesuai dengan konteks yang
terjadi. They both want the best, you know.
Betul.
And for me, it's just, sometimes kalau we touch on the love topic inside my family, it can be very long. Meskipun jarang sekali. Kalau yang sering-sering kita dengar, it's more business, you know. Yang setiap hari kita bangun, my grandma will be like, ini kenapa ini tukangnya bapak-bapak, emang kenapa oma? Iya ini kemarin oma baru ngecek-ngecek barang-barang ini. It's all about business, you know.
But do you believe in marriage?
I believe in marriage. I believe that there is such thing as marriage and it can end happily. Look at you, look at my grandma. There's a lot, but there's but sometimes I feel like marriage is something on paper. You know what I mean?
Betul.
Love is love.
Betul.
And marriage is paper. And sometimes when two humans fall out of love, they're stuck inside a birdcage because of that one piece of paper.
And that's true.
I do believe that you gotta fight through it, kind of you made a will to God. You know, you gotta fight in that birdcage, whatever. Tapi there are times where it just won't work. Not everybody's life ends with a happily ever after marriage. And there's a lot of contoh-contoh of divorce. A lot. So I believe in it, but I wouldn't recommend it. You do you. If you want to do it, go. If you don't want to do it, I don't have the problem with not being married juga. Ngerti gak maksudnya?
Ngerti. Ya, karena sometimes orang ngejar statusnya tapi gak ada relationship-nya.
There you go. If you just want the status because of our Eastern culture. But inside there's no relationship.
Betul.
Sama aja, and you want to be happy tapi gak bisa karena you're stuck in that birdcage, in that paper. Urusannya panjang, pengadilan. And you want to live the rest of your life unhappy? I'm not speaking for everybody.
Agree. Sometimes kadang-kadang, at least yang aku percaya adalah ya hidup itu terlalu besar sampai ya kita nggak bisa mengkotak-kotakan. Oh harus begini, kalau nggak begini berarti salah.
Right.
Oh harus begini karena kalau nggak gini berarti nggak bahagia gitu. It's just like so many combinations.
Right.
Ya, at the end of the day, ya ini conversations dua orang dewasa yang memutuskan untuk bersama.
That's so true.
Okay. Tapi kalau berbicara tentang sedih gitu ya, atau mungkin masa-masa paling stressful in life, apa yang paling kamu ingat the most stressful or
you know what, stressful. Kalau ngomongin stressful kerjaan, itu akhir-akhir ini.
Oh ya.
Yeah. Oh my god, like making new series kayak gini is very stressful. And 2 years back lah, it's super super stressful for me to apa namanya to make a new content.
Yeah.
A new content karena I feel like it's gimana ya, this people's expectation is getting higher and higher.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Which is good dong.
It's good. Kan
we appreciate karena kita emang suka banget gitu. Dan I think to be honest, di Indonesia it was the best reality show yang menurut aku the quality. No. Ini enggak bohong ya. Karena menurut aku angle-nya, the camera, the editing is very good.
Thank you.
The storytelling pun juga maksudnya kan abis itu kan diceritain ulang lagi kan. So it was like kayak udah kayak yang di series-series di luar aja gitu.
Really? Thank you so
it was
much.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Stressful is just like the amount of work that we have to do today. Yeah, but it's okay. I'm more stable now, like I said.
Okay.
Yeah, but amount of work. The most down for me, sad, was losing my brother.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, almarhum my brother. That was pretty a bummer. Karena kita grow up together.
Yeah.
Dari kita kecil kemana-mana, kalau keluar negeri atau kemana-mana, kita roommates, you know. We fight together and stuff. And then when he left, gitu aja, it's like half a soul is gone. It was a big shock lah for our family and for me especially karena I roommate with him.
Yeah.
Beda setahun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was very very tough on me and my family. Tapi it's been like 5 years now, right? Udah 5 tahun.
Yeah. Dan so ketika time. Kumpul di Taipei itu juga is a beautiful moment di mana semua orang ngumpul and then just say.
Yeah.
Mengeluarkan apapun yang ada di isi hati karena kan mungkin di beberapa saat nggak ada kesempatan untuk bisa say it.
Itu juga all of a sudden because of my grandma. Tujuan kita ke situ ke Dahu Park kita untuk ngumpul-ngumpul, we're gonna play some games with the family to show some family ini tiba-tiba my grandma nyeletuk kalau dia seneng kumpul bareng. My uncle kalau nggak salah nanya dia, I forgot which uncle it was. Are you happy, Mom? Are you happy? She's like, yeah, I'm very happy. Kumpul-kumpul, and then, tapi she was sad. Gak ada my grandpa and Raymond, and it just went on to become this very long talk. And selalu kalau kita ngomongin dia, we all cry. Karena I think he was very young and very close to us. Terus tiba-tiba, he just had to leave like that. Berat lah.
Yeah, but it's a good way to celebrate his life.
You think so?
Maksudnya ketika kalian semua masih mengingat, I believe, maksudnya sometimes kan kadang-kadang walaupun mungkin dia sudah meninggal dunia, tapi kan dia gak pernah ninggalin the last word of family and your family.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
We don't know kalau kita mati kemana, right? We do believe there is an afterlife, right? We believe that, right?
Yeah.
We never experienced it. Are you scared of death?
Last time, yes.
No. No.
No.
If you were to die tomorrow, are you prepared?
I hope I'm prepared. Yeah. Tapi if I have to die tomorrow, I'll just karena to me mungkin ini beberapa perspektif hidup yang aku ubah ya.
Yeah.
Karena before this kan I'm a human having this achievement bla 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 gitu kan. Kalau mati itu kayak wah takut aja gitu kan. Ya, cuman when I change my perspective basically I'm just a soul.
Alright.
In the human body.
Alright.
Having a human experience.
Right.
Gitu. Jadi bagi saya ya ini seperti kayak sementara aja gitu. I'm just in this, jadi kayak di aku bayangin tuh kayak di dunia, di alam gitu ya, di alam surga whatever, there are millions of souls.
And then
I have this golden ticket.
Right.
Okay, I'll send you to this earth.
You can
experience this gitu. So I have my golden ticket itu to go into this earth gitu kan and experience. Tapi begitu udah selesai, I'm also happy because I'm back to my creator yang memang awalnya I'm just
That's
a soul
so
gitu. Jadi when I change my perspective of life like that,
lebih tenang
karena
if you die tomorrow, what would be your last meal?
Wow.
I want to know. If you die tomorrow, kalian juga coba mikir.
Ya?
Kalau okay. besok kita mati ya, aduh, apa makanan apa terakhir ya? Kalian hari ini?
Oke, okay, mungkin maybe I will enjoy a Japanese food
with, oh, my, you
with my family karena
oh, you
we
do
all
Japanese
love
food?
Japanese food.
Ya,
yeah. Yeah, mungkin kayak sashimi yang paling great. Wah, pokoknya mungkin I
oh
don't
my
know.
God,
I don't
that
know.
Is a fancy like, death.
Yeah.
I would have nasi.
Tapi mungkin itu akan mempercepat mati saya.
you're gonna die anyway.
Yeah.
You're gonna okay. die anyway. Yeah. Kalau aku nasi, telur ceplok pakai kecap manis, and maybe mie instan.
Oh yeah.
That's my last meal for sure. Any day.
Okay.
What's the first thing you do when you get to heaven?
Hug him.
Oh, you'd hug him
and thank him.
That's cool
for this experience.
That's
yeah,
cool.
And I think probably yeah, I just hope that
that's cool.
He can smile and like yeah, saya selalu berharap sih semoga at yeah. least my apa ya my perspective and my missions in life is already done and is according to what he wants me to do in this earth.
That's so yeah. cool.
But at least just thank him for this experience karena kayak gitu kan. It's the golden ticket. I have this golden ticket
right.
untuk experience dunia ini loh. Gitu.
Right.
Mm-mm. So, yeah. Jadi kita jadi talk so deep ya.
I'm getting so much from you. I just want to know like what people yeah, would do. Gitu.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd probably go sightseeing.
Oh.
I'll ask God, where is the tourist destination? I want to take pictures.
Tapi at least we are in heaven kan.
Right, least,
yeah,
right.
Syukur loh itu sudah di tempat yang salah. Semoga enggak right. dicek ulang gitu.
Right.
Wrong ya, no wrong place gitu. Yeah. Tapi I mean like
do you like deep conversations?
I like.
You like it?
I like conversations about spiritual
life
things,
death.
About
oh
life
my God.
And death.
Me too.
Yeah. What is your most spiritual experience
oh.
that you've ever experienced? Yang yeah, okay. you just think is spiritual beyond you.
Okay. I'll be honest with you. Mm-hmm. Dulu when I was in New Zealand, I went to a public school.
Mm-hmm.
Then I wasn't the best student there. I wasn't the best child there. Mm-hmm. Ngebrontak. I was bandel.
Mm-hmm.
Keluarga aku pindahin aku ke private school.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a Christian school.
Mm-hmm.
And di situ aku belajar banget tentang the Bible, mm-hmm. the Word of God,
mm-hmm.
and everything. So mm-hmm. every single day kita mulai hari dengan membaca Alkitab.
Mm-hmm.
Kita diajarin untuk meninggalkan apapun yang berbau duniawi,
mm.
dan kita masuk ke hal-hal about the God.
Mm.
I was very high on mm. God at the time.
Mm.
And then kita ada mission trip ke mm. Afrika.
Mm.
Jadi
wow,
kelas-kelas
so cool.
itu kita diangkat ke Afrika, that one school. And so we went to Africa. This is why I believe there is a God,
mm-hmm.
to be honest with
mm-hmm.
you. Kita ke Afrika, kita ngedoa-doain orang-orang di pelosok-pelosok Afrika in Tanzania.
Wow.
We went to Tanzania. Jadi we did a crusade and missionary.
Yeah.
You know what it is, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Jadi kita
know.
We did a show for them yeah. atau apa. And since we were kita dididiknya untuk very very high on Christianity.
Okay.
All we did was manggil-manggil orang untuk maju ke depan and we do prayers for them.
Mm-hmm.
I kid you not, Miss Mary, the deaf was there. The blind was there. The kaki pincang was there. Anything was there. We did prayers. We did prayers in tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And everything, in his name, heal. And that was me in high school when I, about 17, 18.
Wow.
Nah sayang sekali, after that, so I did experience all that.
Mm-hmm.
I does see, I think it's still on the internet, that mm-hmm. school will write it down. Jadi kegiatan kita, day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, ditulis sama sekolahannya supaya orang tua kita bisa baca.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I was very, very high. And then I came back to New Zealand again, and they say orang yang lagi jadi pasukan warrior-nya of God pasti akan diserang abis-abisan sama the devil.
Yeah.
You know? That's what I learned.
Mm.
And sayang sekali, I'm not gonna lie, gak mau jadi orang munafik juga. Yeah, the devil got the best of me and I kembali menjadi anak yang, you know, yang I lost my way again and I started, you know, going house parties, drinking and stuff like that. Ya, aku gak mau munafik lah jadi orang.
Mm.
And yeah. But I do believe, and since then they're like, why don't you want to return to that? I do want to return. It was one of the best moments of my life.
Mm.
Tapi it takes effort to return, right? Again, gak mau munafik, Miss Mary. Mungkin for me now, the effort I have to make to return that, mungkin the devil is still in me. You know what I mean? Mm. Like kalau bisa sih bisa. Mm. Kalau mau mau, kalau niat niat ya mm. anggap aja emang gak niat. Mm. I have no other excuse. Mm. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. But I do believe that God is there. I really do.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that experience.
Yeah, it was a bad ending though.
No, it's
not. It was a very bad ending.
It's not end yet. It's right, still
yeah. I'm still in it.
Progress.
I'm still in it. Yeah.
It's not end yet.
I cannot say too much about it because I'm still in the progress.
Okay.
I don't have the happy ending yet.
Okay.
Tapi wow. It happened to me.
Wow. Yeah. Dia pasti punya cara.
Right.
Sendiri.
Right.
Yang sometimes kita gak pernah kepikiran sih.
Right. Mm.
Yeah.
So that's what I saw for other people.
Okay.
And for me, my life, I almost died 2 times in a car accident.
Yeah. Wow. Literally.
Literally
almost
died.
Die.
Literally almost died. The first one, the car slipped from the snow. Nih. Jadi, okay, here's the car. Mm-hmm. Kita lagi parkir di atas di snow, on the snow.
Di Amerika nih.
Amerika.
Gitu. Okay.
Lagi di snow. Dan kita masuk ke mobil. Pokoknya it's a slope. Apa namanya? Hill ya,
yeah.
Hill turun begini. Namanya orang Indonesia kita bandel disuruh pakai apa sih? Mau di chainin gak ini bannya?
Oh,
tapi
okay.
Nambah berapa duit nih untuk di chainin per harinya kan rental mobil?
Iya.
Yeah. Emang orang Indonesia apaan sih?
Gak akan terjadi.
Gitu. Indo kan gitu kan? Ya udah, gas dong. Kita itu foto dong di satu rumah. Masuk lagi dalam mobil. My mom, my brother, everybody was there in that car. Tiba-tiba, my mom ngomong begini. Keluar yuk, nggak enak nih perasaannya. Keluar. Kenapa? Keluar. They all went out the car, Semua gone. As soon as they left the car, tutup pintu, my car started sliding back. Aku pencet the brakes. Nggak mau. Dia nggak mau. Just slide back from the snow.
Wow.
I opened the door, took off my seatbelt, I jump out the car ke, apa namanya, ke tebing.
Iya. Yeah.
Holding on to a branch.
Wow.
Jadi car-nya dilepas, turun sendiri, boop, nabrak batu gede, boom, smashed, and airbags all flew out. If my mom didn't say,
keluar,
she was in the back seat. She's the one that got hit by the rock.
Wow.
And luckily, I survived that and jumped out into the tebing. And the second time was also another accident in the highway in New York.
Uh-huh.
So it was me. My ex-fiance's mom, dad, and her. Kita di highway di New York nih. Lagi nyetir on the highway. Di depan kita ada truk gandeng yang panjang.
Uh-huh.
Ya. Di tengah-tengah highway itu ada putar balik. Nah putar balik kalau di Amerika ke kiri. Yeah. Karena kan setirnya sana kan. Si truk ini gak pakai sen. Dia mau muter balik, dia ngambil kanan. Terus dia main muter gini, miss.
Uh-huh.
Dia main muter. Nah kita tiba-tiba masuk ke kolong truk. Boom! Gitu. Masuk ke kolong truk, the car shattered.
Wow.
This time, the car shattered. The front was gone. The window was udah gone.
Iya.
Udah smash. Everything was smashed. Kita berempat nggak disentuh. We were untouched.
Wow.
And the funny thing was, we kind of made a joke about it. We're like, satu ngomong gini kayak, deh bagus kan kalau dekat sama Tuhan. Kita disamain. And then I forgot who nyeletuk di situ. They're like, justru karena kita gak dekat sama Tuhan, bego. Kalau kita dekat sama Tuhan, kita udah dibawa ke surga. Ini kita disuruh hidup lagi. Suruh hidup lagi di bumi.
It's not finished yet with you. It's not done with you.
God don't want you yet.
Yeah,
God don't want you yet. Go back down.
Belum lulus. Sekolah lagi.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that was a lot of encounters like that.
Okay. So his invisible hand is in your life and your family's
life. I guess
life.
So.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Okay. I allow you to ask me that questions now.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm scared. This might okay.
Harusnya aku dong yang takut.
We were born kayak if we talk about beliefs, like we were born karena kita semua diajarin what things are. What if we were born ke dalam box? Okay, kita dimasukin ke dalam box, selama 10 tahun kita di dalam box tersebut, dikasih makan lewat dari bolongan, supaya kita gak mati. Ketika kita umur 10 tahun, kita keluar dari box itu, will you know that this is a woman? Will you know that this is red? Will you know that this is a man?
Gak tahu.
Karena
ada yang ngasih tahu kan?
Karena ada yang ngajarin.
Yeah.
Same goes with religion.
Yeah.
Why do we believe that there's God? or ada Tuhan A, Tuhan B, Tuhan C, Tuhan D. Kalau nobody ever taught us, how would we know? Ini aja yang jelas pakai mata kita nggak tahu ini warna merah. Apalagi itu yang kita aja nggak bisa lihat.
Yeah.
Kayak kenapa kita tahu ada udara? Karena kita diajarin.
Iya, ada yang bilang.
Ada yang bisa ngeliat udara nggak?
Iya, no.
Nggak ada. If nobody ever taught us in this world, would we still believe? So the question is, would you still believe if nobody ever taught you?
Yeah. Will I still believe about my faith and my
religion? Yeah, if nobody taught you this.
Yeah, I still think so.
How would you know that there is? How would you know ini warna merah? Nobody taught you.
Okay, buat saya.
Yeah.
This is not talking about religion, talking about everything. Karena menurut saya is the relationship. Karena again, I truly believe I'm a soul having a human experience in this human world gitu. And this soul basically ada yang ciptain dong. And how I connect with him is the relationship that I have gitu. Jadi walaupun semua ajaran agama mau itu sama, mau berbeda. Basically itu kan cuma ngajarin gimana cara how we can connect dengan yang pencipta kan. How to build the relationship. Jadi menurut saya at the end of the day, kalau dia menciptakan saya, pasti dia akan menciptakan cara untuk bisa berkomunikasi dan connect with me.
How do you know you even have a soul? How do you know that he created you? How do you know how you were created? Kita tahu ini semua karena kita diajarin. Like think about it. Like, we
true.
Only
that's
know
true.
These things karena kita
that's
diajarin. Sekarang kita bisa bilang we have a relationship with God or whatever you want to say. Through the heart, through the whatever. Because we were taught. We've heard this before. Kita pernah dengar bahwa you can communicate that way. If you were never taught anything, what do you know about life? Like kita anggap aja jadi orang primitif gitu. What do you know about life and God and stuff? Like sometimes I ask myself these questions at night. I'm a very thinker. Like I want to think logic, tapi sekalipun spiritual juga kayak.
To me, yang tadi saya bilang. Basically, the creator, when he created me, he wants to build relationship with me.
Right.
So basically, dia pasti udah membuat mekanisme atau cara how he can actually have relationship with me. Being itu suara hati, being itu Holy Spirit, being itu apapun itulah wujudnya gitu.
Right.
Jadi menurut saya, somehow even though it cannot be described, cuma
you feel it.
I feel it gitu. Dan apapun ajarannya, ya what we believe, yang penting adalah saya nggak peduli ini benar atau salah, tapi apa yang saya yakini itu membuat saya menjadi lebih baik, lebih tenang, lebih baik gitu. Jadi yang saya lihat adalah buahnya aja gitu. Nggak peduli benar atau salah, tapi kan at least ya hopefully it's the right thing. Makanya nanti ketika saya meninggal, mungkin that's the first thing that I ask. At least oh I saw you, oh, you're right gitu kan. Seperti yang at least selama ini saya nggak salah gitu. Cuma I do believe that siapapun yang mengcreate kita, dia pasti also wants to talk to us and want to have relationship with us. Gitu sih. Karena zaman dulu banget, jangankan kita kan sekarang mungkin ada teknologi, ada Bible, ada Al-Quran, ada macam-macam, tapi kan zaman dulu enggak ada. Tapi kan Tuhan ngasih mungkin lewat sign, lewat wonders, lewat experience, lewat somehow you felt something gitu. Jadi itu sih yang aku percaya. Oke, pertanyaan terakhir.
Boleh.
Asumsi tersalah yang orang pernah punya terhadap Boy William.
Oh my God, that I am arrogant. I'm very arrogant, very snob, very extroverted. And
itu semua asumsi tuh. Jadi sebenarnya nggak benar.
No.
Nggak extrovertnya nggak benar.
No, I'm very chill, introverted sebenarnya. And sometimes I do have a rahang yang kayak begini, and I don't know why. Sometimes I even look at my playback when I get like ngedit playback, terus kalau lagi diem gitu, I'm like, guys, ini gua lagi kenapa? Emang lagi apa? Ya emang kok mah begitu mukanya. Oh ya, oh serem banget. You know, even I would say that. You know what I mean? Like when I watch playback, I'll ask my team, guys, remember this moment? Ini kenapa gua melotot begini?
Iya.
Emang begitu mukanya. So wrong assumption about that.
Okay.
Most of that is that.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what other assumption.
Yeah. the Indonesian Idol.
Yeah.
Saya lihat di trailer ini katanya ada problem.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm always bullied everywhere, right? Di mana-mana really? Pasti kena bully.
Really?
Obviously.
Someone don't like you?
Someone? Oh. Many.
Oh. Maksudnya ada yang gak suka gitu ya, Boy lah. William di Indonesian Idol?
A lot.
Gak suka Boy William di Indonesian Idol?
Yes.
Why?
There's a lot of people commenting on the show. Kayak they don't want me there. They're like, the host is gutting, change it again. We need the old one. La 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 la. Like, they're just not accepting of me. Tapi on the other hand, banyak juga yang supporting of me. Tapi banyak banget. A majority. Mm. Apalagi awal-awal season itu, they were like really, really kayak mad that I'm there. Mm. And yeah, it's okay. Maksudnya, I do understand bahwa it's new for them. It's something new. Kayak misalkan I'm watching my favorite movie, tiba-tiba they change the cast, I'll be mad.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Okay, kayak okay, lagi nonton The Glory gitu, terus Song Hye Kyo-nya tiba-tiba jadi artis lain gitu. What? The, what?
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean? I understand. Yeah, yeah. Jadi, it's okay. I just live through it.
Mm.
It's okay.
But you're happy?
I'm happy. I'm secure. Okay. I'm secure. I'm happy. And people's gonna talk anyway.
Yeah.
No matter what, people will talk.
Yeah, yeah. Bagikan burung gagak.
Yeah, bagikan burung gagak.
Yeah, I like that. Abang. Biarin like aja. That. It's okay. You're meant to be where you are right now.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Okay. Terakhir.
Yeah.
Apa pelajaran paling penting yang hidup pernah berikan?
Hidup ini bakal selalu ngecewain kita. So just be prepared. Be ready. Okay? If you've been down one time, two times, three times, four times, you know the 6th time, 7th time, 8th time, 9th time, 100th time is coming soon. So be ready. Don't expect too much. Don't be over happy. Don't be over sad. Don't be over anything. Be ready. Always be ready.
Okay. Jadi ketika itu terjadi, kita gak kaget ya. Ya, kok gagal? Ya, kok kecewa?
Yeah, gitu. Just know it's gonna happen
just
again.
Just know it's going to happen again.
Again and again and again and again until the moment we die. Nanti when we old, tiba-tiba ada penyakit ini. Why? Udah sembuh. Ada lagi ini. Why? Sekarang kita lagi merintis. Ada deal tiba-tiba gak jadi. Why? Ada karyawan tiba-tiba keluar. Why? Everything is just... Just be ready. Something's gonna happen.
Yeah. Dan gak semua hal harus dipertanyakan.
That's right.
Yeah.
And let God be the driver.
That's right.
Dan burung merpati. Lanjutkan.
Bagai Raja Wali gitu kan. Oh wow. Yeah, I never expect I can have these deep conversations.
It's really fun.
With you. Tapi I thankful.
I'm thankful for you too.
For this moment, yeah.
Did you have fun?
Yes, yes.
Are you sure?
Yes, yes.
Are you basa-basi with the narasumber?
No.
Okay,
no,
that's good.
No. Karena aku percaya bahwa gak ada yang kebetulan.
Yep.
Itu aku yang percaya sih. Maksudnya sometimes. And I believe God is reaching out to you.
Thank you, hopefully.
Tapi thank you once again. Salam buat Oma.
Yeah, I will.
Salam buat Mama.
Thank you.
Buat Ayu.
Thank you.
All the best
thank
for
you.
Semuanya. And
thank you so much.
Happy to see you happy.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good
thank
luck.
You so much.
Sama-sama. I wanna hear it.
Jangan berpikir punya pasangan baru bahagia, tapi justru kalau bahagia, yeah, maka kamu akan lebih mudah menemukan dia.
Jangan berharap punya pasangan jujur setia jika kamu sendiri masih sering curiga.
Jangan harap ada orang yang akan perhatian kalau kamu sendiri masih cuek sama orang.
Berharap dapet cowok mapan kan kaya raya, tapi kamu aja masih males cari kerja.
Boleh-boleh aja menentukan standar tinggi, tapi kamu juga harus introspeksi diri. Bukan cuma materi, tapi juga hati. Pacaran udah lama tapi gak jadi-jadi. Beda status sosial kadang jadi persoalan. Hati jadi bingung, is she the one? Hati jadi bingung, is she the one? Hati jadi bingung, is she the one?
Keren banget.
Keren ya.